Geo, your sports station.
McDonald basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wearsgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with a Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com and the WOGO Sports live video stream on Facebook and on YouTube. Gavin Bovee, our on-site camera operator and producer. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley. It's a regional quarterfinal WIAA Division 4 playoff basketball between your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max and the Cadott Hornets. We'll take a quick one-minute break and be back to break things down here on WOGO.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
WOGO Sports pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. And Mark, regional quarterfinal game, again, it's one of those sayings that gets batted around back and forth that it's one and done time. But again, this is it for McDonald. They've played a very tough schedule. They've been up and down, 6-6 in conference play. A lot of those games decided by one or two possessions. Hopefully you're battle tested at this point. But again, if you do not have your A game tonight, your season could end right here on a Tuesday in a regional quarter.
Exactly. So yeah, they got to come out here. I mean, we played Cadott twice and I think we beat them both times, so it's going to be interesting. You know, like you said, we can't take this game for granted whatsoever. It's one and done, so they got to come out and take care of business tonight. We'll hit the highlights or the top. What am I looking for here, Caleb? The pregame.
Oh, our Toyson Ford keys to the game.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'll hit that in when we get ready for that, but. Again, these guys are going to have to just come out here and play some really good basketball.
Well, we are looking forward to this one very much. Again, McDonald has tested themselves throughout the season. They have played Cadott twice, won both times. And again, it wasn't particularly close either time. But Cadott has a first-team all-conference player in Braden Schneider, who, again, leads them in scoring, leads them in rebounds, leads them in assists as well, too. He is very talented. And when you look at his ability to fill up the stat sheet and also phenomenal three-point shooter, shooting 37% from the field as well, too. This could be trouble if McDonald's not ready, and again, hopefully they will have their playoff switch flipped here tonight.
Yes, and again, they got to come out and play some serious basketball tonight, and it's against a very familiar opponent. So you know, these guys got to, hopefully they had some good practices and getting a little inspiration from the girls' basketball team, and I think they might be ready to go.
We'll stop and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO. It's McDonald playoff pregame. We'll talk with both head coaches, starting with Sean Schozel of Cadott. It's the Max and the Hornets here on WOGO Sports.
Metropolis Resort, the perfect spring break destination. Endless adventures and fun at Chaos Water Park, relaxing in the lazy river to getting splashed by the dump bucket or racing around the go-karts and your favorite arcade games in Action City. There's something for everyone. Unwind at our delicious on-site dining, City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Book your spring break adventure at metropolisresort.com or call one of our fun experts, 715-760-9240.
Metropolis Resort. Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Playoff Pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. It's a regional quarterfinal between the Cadott Hornets and your McDonald Central Max with head coach Sean Schozel of Cadott. And coach, 9 wins on the season. Stat-wise, you look at your team and offensively can stack up pretty well, but what's been the difference between wins and losses so far this season?
Finishing games. We've struggled to finish a few games. We've been able to score some points, but get some key stops and some key games that we really needed this year. Just hasn't happened for us, so hopefully we can figure out a way tonight to get some stops that we need to hang with McDonald.
You've seen McDonald a couple times already this season. What do you need to do better this time around?
Well, we really struggled the last game we played, and we really struggled rebounding. They got us for 22 offensive rebounds, and you're just not going to win a basketball game by letting a team do that. So we need to focus on keeping McDonald in front of us. We need to box out, rebound, and you know, get into our transition game, because that's really where our offense has been really good.
And, Coach, for your offense, when you look at second, third scores, obviously Braden Schneider, one of the most talented players in the area, first-team all-conference, but everyone else knows that as well, too. So he's going to get his, but where does that second and third scoring option come from?
Well, we need Cameron Allard. He's our outside shooter. He's had a real nice year, 15 points a game, but he's our outside guy. And if they're going to double off of Braden, we need him to hit some shots. And Jackson Barone has had come on lately. He's averaged about 12 points a game last few games inside. Get him open on a few pick and rolls, and if Blaine Mengel has been able to hit some shots for us lately, and we'd like to try and get him going early if we can.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight, and best of luck on Friday night should you move on.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Joseph Cadott back after this with Coach Schilling of the Max McDonald Playoff Pregame on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Tired of filling up with wimpy fast food that drains your wallet? Roadside Ice Cream and Diner at the entrance of Carson Park has the perfect solution. Try Roadside's Buy One, Get One Free barbecue every Monday, or our Big Burrito on Taco Tuesday, just $5 with chips and salsa. Thursdays, try a Roadside BOGO burger or our famous fish fry on Fridays, just $9.95. Novelty ice cream on a stick, softball size, is a perfect dessert. Order online at roadsideec.com or try our drive-thru for our floats, malts, or legendary ice cream mixer.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back to Max Playoff Pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Regional quarterfinal between your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max and the Cadott Hornets. We're here with head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, what they always say about playing someone three times in a season, that it's hard to do. You've gotten Cadott the first two times, but what do you need to do to replicate it, knowing they have absolutely nothing to lose here?
I guess just trying to get off to a fast start. You know, at home you hope that you get off to a good start and kind of put them in a tough spot right away. So I think it's one of those things where if we're in a tight game, you know, they probably get a lot more confidence, and we just want to try to take them out of it as soon as we can, if possible.
It seems like rebounding has certainly played an impact. I think Mason Bussey has 20 rebounds between the two games that you played against Cadott, and a battle on the board, something that you need to win.
Yeah, I think we really stress that, especially getting some offensive rebounds. We need to get some extra possessions. So anything we can do to, you know, keep them to one shot, and for ourselves to get more than one shot, it's going to be to our benefit.
when you look at your offense at this point of the season, what's the message? I mean, are you looking for any more aggression from guys from time to time as far as taking it to the rim?
Yeah, you said it, getting the ball to the basket and in the paint, we got to really make a conscious effort to, you know, put the defense on their heels a little bit. I think sometimes we settle for the three a little bit too much. So taking that initiative to get to the ball in the lane is going to be really important.
Well, Coach, you guys have played a very tough schedule, leading, hopefully battle-testing you for this point. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward, and hopefully we're talking about moving on to a regional semi.
Great. Thanks for coming out.
That's head coach Adam Schilling, McDonald playoff pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Tip-off coming up.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, market president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. CVTC.edu/spring.
Housekeeping here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin, together we can save lives. And when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that Real Milk builds pregame muscle. Low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at gonnaneedmilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And nearly 800 of the state's top student athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and athletically through the WIAA Scholar Athlete Award Program, sponsored by We Energies Foundation, the WPS Foundation. Applicants will be in the running for the 32 state Scholar Athlete Awards. and a $1,000 scholarship to be presented at a reception in May. Application materials are available exclusively online through the WIAA website. The deadline for nominations is March 7, 2025. A message from WOGO and the WIAA keeping the education in sports. All right, we're required to read those. Now time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls, a local sponsor that's actually paying to be on this broadcast, unlike what we're mandated to do from the WIAA. So a key or two for the Macs tonight.
Coach hit it on the head. Is we got to come out with a very, very fast start. Clean up the offensive rebounds, clean up the defensive rebounds, and just put our foot on the gas pedal and get it going. I think, like he said, get a big lead, get a good start. Kind of makes Cadott a little more uncomfortable.
Your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Tip off in 2 minutes here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the Woga Sports live video stream on YouTube. Back in two.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Metropolis Resort is the perfect getaway for winter play. Action City is your home for target practice, bouncing your cares away, practicing your ninja warrior moves, and channeling your favorite race car driver and all your favorite arcade games. The fun continues at Chaos Water Park. Seek thrills, be lazy, or be active. And the aquatic playground, perfect for the little ones. And on-site dining like City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co., featuring Caribou Coffee. Family fun is what it's all about. Metropolis Resort.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
WIA Division 4 Regional Quarterfinal here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Starting lineups being introduced for Cadott. The 6'1" senior first team all conference player, Braden Schneider, 21 points per game for number 0. Number 2, Cameron Allard, 14.9 points per game, 6' senior sharpshooter. Number 3, Parker Davis, 5'10" senior, averaging 6.6 points per game. Number 4, Blaine Mangle, the 6' senior, averaging 5.5 points per game. Number 4, number 11, Jackson Barone, 6'4" senior, number 11, averaging 7.9 points per game for head coach Sean Strozel of the Cadott Hornets. On the other side, for your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max, the home team and the 5 seed facing the 12 seed Cadots. At guard, senior Cooper Mittermeier, 5'11", guard number 12, excuse me, number 3, and a senior averaging 10.4 points per game, second team all-conference performance. Jordan Sikora, 6'4", senior guard, averaging 7.2 points per game. Carson Galvez, 6'4", junior four, number 33, 8.4 points per game. He is also second team all-conference. Kale Holm, honorable mention all-conference in the Western Clover Belt, averaging 10.5 points per game to lead the team. 5'10", guard, a junior. And rounding out the starting five for head coach Adam Schilling, Mason Bussey, the 6'5", junior center. Mason Bussey leading this team in rebounds this season. And Mason also averaging 3.8 points per game. Cadots in their jet black uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the goldenrod yellow numerals lettering and accents. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the royal blue numerals, gold piping, And the Tennessee blue and white checkerboard pattern on the sides of the tanks and shorts. We are set and ready to begin. Jackson Barone going to jump it up. 6 foot four against 6 foot four. Jordan Sikora in this regional quarterfinal on Wogo Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Sikora wins the tap. And we start off with McDonald moving left to right here in the first half on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Jordan Sikora drives in hard and scores. May have been an error on a switch there, and Jordan Sikora gets the first points of the game for McDonald. That's what we love seeing, is the aggression from the Max senior. Student section on its feet.
Both teams playing man-to-man defense.
Schneider up top at the right elbow, and he's a dangerous scorer. Leaves it for Cameron Allard. Left side feet up top, Parker Davis. Davis goes in hard and gets a bucket over the top of a leaping Cale Holm. Parker Davis, 5'10", shielded that ball well.
Yep, didn't slow them down.
Across the timeline, drop down to Carson Galvez. Galvez, good position, gets his own rebound off the miss. No, Mason Bussey, offensive rebound, puts it up and scores.
Need to clean up those rebounds just like that.
Mason Bussey makes it 4-2 McDonald. Bussey has 20 combined rebounds against Cadott in two games against them this year in the Western Clover Belt. Hornets work it up top for a deep three. Knicks off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound for Kadaz. Still in the paint. Push shot from 12 feet. Goes up and in. I believe that was Blaine Mangle.
Yes, it was. Number four.
Number four, the senior. Again, a lot of seniors for this Kadaz team. They're averaging just under 68 points per game, but giving up over 70. 4-4. 90 seconds into this game. Carson Galvez lines up a three. Side of the rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Blaine Mangle. McDonald won 83-54 on January 7th here, 172-54 at Cadott. Good defense down low by Mason Bussey as he challenges a shot from Barone and grabs the loose ball.
It's good to have down there in that paint, taking up a lot of space, but he's a great rebounder.
Jordan Sikora left wing. Schneider giving him some space up top. Work back. Feed into the post, out of the reach of Carson Galvez. Takes down the right side of the lane, comes up too strong off the window. And Cooper Mittermeier coming the other way for McDonald. Mittermeier up top, drives down the left side of the lane, and he's hung up and fouled on the way to the hoop. And McDonald will have a baseline out of bounds here, I believe. With 15:37 to play in a 4-4 game. Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations, EauClaireLASIK.com. That's EauClaireLASIK.com. Cale Holm, high post feed, Jordan Sikora. Cooper Mittermeier back to Holm. They'll free feed at the top of the post. Nice dump pass down low. Mason Bussey can't get it to fall from low inside the left block. There's a ball movement there from McDonald.
Great pass inside. You got to make those, Mason.
Up top, Parker Davis. Three on the way for Kadott is good. They hit almost nine per game. And a timeout on the floor with 15:11 to play. Kadott leads 7-4. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. Back in 30 seconds.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Number three, Parker Davis with the three for Cadott, and they have the lead for the first time tonight, 7-4 here in this regional quarterfinal, WIAA Division IV tournament. McDonald, the 5 seed, against the 12 seed Cadott. Three up top, no. Offensive rebound, Mason Bussey off the miss from Cooper Mittermeier. He repositions off the kickout, going for three again. Back room, no. Another offensive rebound for Mason Bussey. Pumps, goes up strong and scores. Mason Bussey, a beast on the boards, pulls McDonald within one. That's a couple buckets so far for Mason Bussey. Kick out up top, another three for Kadott. That rims in and out. Rebound fought for by Bussey. Barone gets it, and a foul called on Hoon down low for McDonald.
I get Cooper on that one.
14:34 to play. Cooper Mittermeier picks up the foul. That'll be his first and the team's first. Team fouls even at one apiece. Cannot up top, goes into the corner, left side. Cameron Allen works to the opposite side in front of the McDonald bench. Wayne Mangle swings into the right corner. Parker Davis drives in the lane. Left-handed runner high off the glass is good. 9-6 Cadot. And that's, does Davis have seven already?
Yes.
Seven of the nine for Cadot. Jordan Sikora lost in the corner for a moment to Carson Galvez. Gets it back. Jordan, big head fake. Flip back up top. Work back to Sikora high on the left. Right side feed. Cooper Mittermeier lost it out of bounds, last touched by the Hornets. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. McDonald will inbound from underneath the hoop. Along that baseline, Cooper Mittermeier coming into the game. Eli Stepp. Stepp gets the inbounds pass, swings it up top. Mason Bussey. Carson Galvez fires down to Stepp, intercepted by Barone into the arms of Schneider. 9-6 Cadot leads by three. Left side is Mangle. Mangle looking for an outlet. Throws right side for Cameron Allard. Allard pulls up. Tough shot. Someone got a piece of that, and Eli Stepp with the rebound. Right side for Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper, extra pass to Jordan Sikora. Driving baseline. Goes reverse and scores! Jordan Sikora. Another aggressive take. And the senior has four. And McDonald within a point. Schneider across the timeline. 9-8, McDonald down one. Almost 5 minutes into this regional quarterfinal from Chippewa Falls. Barone kick out. Open looking at three for Cadot. That one clanks off the front of the rim. Eli Stepp gobbles up another rebound. Cooper Mittermeier across the timeline. Drive down low. Knocked out of bounds. Staying with McDonald.
Substitutes here, David Anderson.
Nathan Hazel. Anderson, number 10, the senior. Nathan Hazel, just a sophomore. Number 22, 6'3" forward. Anderson, 6'1" forward. Eli Stepp up top. He's had a hot hand offensively the last couple of games.
Yep, he can shoot the threes.
High post feed. David Anderson, kick out. Cooper Mittermeier for three. Splash it in! The first triple of the night. And McDonald retakes the lead.
Yep.
11-9. And a carry called in the backcourt against Cadot. So three by McDonald, a turnover. Now the Macs back on the attack. Nathan Hazel will inbound into the Cadot forecourt. 12:34 to play first half.
Asher Sikora come in for Cadot.
In the backcourt, Cooper Mittermeier takes it across the logo at midcourt. Right side feed, Jordan Sikora. Up top, David Anderson. Anderson left side, Cooper Mittermeier fakes the three, fires it down to Hazel. Hazel, good position in the post, double teamed. Can't get the shot to fall. Eli Stepp takes the offensive rebound off the carom. Drops it down, Jordan Sikora. Aggressive take and scores. He powered that one up for two.
Good feed from Eli.
13-9, McDonald up four. And a travel called far side of the floor against Cadot. Asher Sikora dragged that pivot foot. McDonald up four. Chance to go up more. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, always proud to back the Macs. Eli Stepp, kick out, Jordan Sikora right corner. Up top, Nathan Hazel. Good ball fake. Hazel back to Sikora. Sikora just inside the arc. Resets up top between the circles. Right side feed, Eli Stepp. Stepp looking into the post. Nathan Hazel got good position. Good catch down there from a nice pass from Eli. Shot won't fall. McDonald battling for the rebound. Jordan Sikora has his shot blocked. David Anderson offensive rebound and now a foul. McDonald absolutely battling on the boards.
Yes, they're all hitting those hard. You can see David Anderson just kind of go up above everybody else.
And you know from football about his hops. Two at the blocks, two at the elbows. Cooper Mittermeier triggered in. McDonald leading 13-9. Jordan Sikora over the shoulder catch in front of the Cadot bench. Floats it up top. Nathan Hazel right side. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier the senior. Second team all-conference performer. Directing traffic up top. Eli Stepp back to Cooper right wing. Working against his zone now. Left side, Nathan Hazel. Up top, Eli Stepp. No hesitation on the three. Rims it in and out. Offensive rebound going up high. David Anderson. Kick out. Cooper Mittermeier right wing. Up top, Eli Stepp. High post feed, Jordan Sikora. Left side, Nathan Hazel. Hazel fakes the three. Taking along the block. Works in hard. Fouled by Braden Schneider. Oh, good patient work for McDonald offensively.
Schneider's second foul.
Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Perfect on the first free throw for Nathan Hazel. Five-point lead for McDonald. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. Nathan Hazel again, the 6'3" sophomore. Looking for a 2-for-2 trip. Free throw comes up short. Offensive rebound for McDonald, but a lane violation against Cadott. We'll do it again. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire is the perfect spring break destination with endless fun at Action City and Chaos Water Park, plus on-site dining options and Caribou Coffee. Book your adventure at metropolisresort.com. Second free throw, no, but another offensive rebound. David Anderson up top, Eli Stepp. Goodness, McDonald's absolutely winning on the glass right now. That's what Coach Schozel of Cadott was worried about, since McDonald had 20-plus offensive rebounds the last time these two teams tangled. Jordan Sikora up top, Cooper Mittermeier. 14-9, McDonald leads by 5. 10:46 to go first half here on WOGO Radio and the Wogo Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Eli Stepp backing his man down, turns in the air up with the left hand. No, too strong off the glass. Rebound to Cadott. They get it out to Braden Schneider. He throws it away. Cooper Mittermeier with the pick. Mittermeier crossing over on his man, takes it down to the right block. Back up top, Nathan Hazel. Hazel for three, splash it! Left wing bomb for Nathan Hazel. Timeout on the floor. McDonald leading 17-9 here in the regional quarterfinal. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. Back in 30 seconds.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Playoff Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Hey, whether you're into fishing or cruising or sport boating, American Marine has the perfect vessel waiting for you right now. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. That's American Marine in Chippewa Falls. McDonald has gone on an 11-0 run here against Cadott. Colin Kowalczyk, the junior, 5'10", into the game now for Coach Schozel of the Hornets. McDonald ratcheting up the defensive intensity. Pull up, elbow jumper off the back rim. No, fight for the rebound. Out to Jordan Sikora. Sikora finds Grant Smisky, number one, the senior, into the game for McDonald. Eli Stepp driving baseline, hangs in the air, can't get the shot to fall. Rebound pulled down by Kowalczyk.
Not a body there, but.
Feed back into the corner, saved inbounds by Cadott off an errant pass. Grant Smisky taking the ball loose. He's on the floor, tied up. Possession will stay with Cadott, but that's one of your senior leaders hitting the deck for Coach Adam Schilling with 9:38 to play here in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovey, our on-site video producer for the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Zach Wycheck. Whistle and a foul on Grant Smisky, a bump near midcourt. Zach Wycheck and Elliot Spies in tandem, our audio producers in the WOGO studios in Halley. Braden Schneider will inbound from just to the left of the scorer's table as we view it. Inbounds pass to Cadott. Give it back to Schneider up top from Sikora. Schneider to Sikora, right elbow feed, kick to the right corner. Quick trigger on a three from Allard. Wow, a nice shot and a quick release. That stops the scoring drought for Cadott, and that's the first three-pointer for Cameron Allard. He's shooting 37% from downtown. He's hit, I believe, 63 threes coming into this game, if I'm not mistaken. I'll double-check that. Grant Smisky, right block extended. Smisky drives along the baseline. Wheels, finds David Anderson. Oh. Anderson counted! And a foul going up strong from the right block.
Tough move there by David.
David Anderson, the senior, putting in the work. 19-12, McDonald. Anderson looking for three the old-fashioned way. 6'1" forward. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi-High and McDonald High School Sports on WOGO for over three decades. White City Glass. 20-12 now, McDonald, as the three-point play completed for David Anderson. That was the fourth whistle against Cadott. Now we have a whistle far side of the floor and a travel called on Cameron Allard. If they hadn't blown the whistle for that, McDonald was going the other way on a breakaway after they intercepted another pass. And a little bit of a slow start for McDonald, and now things starting to go in their favor, and it started with the defense. Cadott, we know they're a dangerous team. Again, McDonald averaging 59.4 per game. Cadott, almost 68 points per game. They can score with the best of them. Just put up 85 in their Clover Belt crossover game, but lost to Colby 90-85. Jordan Secor drives in hard. Hangs comes up a little short. Scrabble for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. It'll be Cadott basketball.
A little crowded down there for Jordan.
Cadott will inbound. Both student sections showing up in full force tonight. McDonald some full court man-to-man. Inbounds to Braden Schneider. Schneider right wing. It's Jordan Secora. Right side, quick trigger on a three is good for Cadott. That was Blaine Mangle. Three different players have hit triples for Cadott. They're back within five with 8:17 to play. And they are a prolific three-point shooting team, shooting 37% from downtown. You cannot leave them open. They hit almost nine a game. Eli step up top for McDonald. Head fake. Step driving down the baseline. Finds Secora. Secora in a crowd. Whips it out. Grant Smisky straight on for a three off the front of the rim. No. Jordan Secora goes high for the rebound. Smisky down the lane. Runner. No. Offensive rebound. Smisky again. Back out Cale Holm. Holm down the lane. Kick out David Anderson. Anderson pumps. Gets his man in the air. And
all around good hustle by everybody.
Everybody. 22-15 McDonald. Cadott in the corner. A steal up top by Eli Stepp. Stepp off to the races. Down the lane and scores.
His first bucket of the night.
24-15. And we have a whistle and a foul in the backcourt. I think they might get David Anderson for that. And that's going to allow Carson Galvez to come in. And Anderson's going to get a well-deserved breather. Well, don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. WisconsinSurplus.com. Left side feed for Cadott. Drive down the lane from the right baseline. No for Braden Schneider. Rebound bat into the arms of Jordan Secora. Secora across the timeline. Flips right side. Eli Stepp lines up a three. That one comes up short. Offensive rebound. Carson Galvez pumps. Goes! Scores! Counted!
High off the glass.
Offensive rebounding has been the difference in this game. McDonald leads 26-15, and that's the first basket for Carson Galvez, and he's looking for a three-point play. We'll contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free insurance quote today. State Farm agent Michelle Mua, michellemua.com, M-O-U-A, michellemua.com. Perfect on the free throw for Carson Galvez. It's 27-15, McDonald. They lead by double digits.
Blocking foul there
blocking
by Carson.
Foul on Carson Galvez, far side of the floor. That's the fourth whistle against McDonald. Cadott has committed five infractions. Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK, only $17.25 per eye, with 0% interest financing for 24 months, and you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Wouldn't that be nice? Free consultations, EauClaireLASIK.com. Nice pass down, low shot, missed with the left hand. From low inside the left block, an offensive rebound from Barone. Three on the way, no. Offensive rebound denied as Mason Bossy pulls down the board. Tail home, home, down the right side of the block. Loops it out, Carson Galvez. Up top, Grant Smisky. Smisky, show and go, down the lane. Flips to Jordan Secora, foul first. As Grant was tagged on the way to the bucket. 6:39, the pace that McDonald is playing at tonight is something that we've seen ratcheted up a little bit as well. To the blocks. through the elbows. Carson Galvez wheeling around Jordan Secor. Grant Smisky holding. Shoots up top to Galvez. Between the wheels. Carson, high post feed, Jordan Secor turns to face the basket, pulls up, kick out, Grant Smisky, wide open look at a three, front rim, no offensive rebound, Jordan Secor. Jordan pumps, gets Schneider up in the air and scores! Oh my goodness, Jordan Secor came ready to play tonight. 29-15 McDonald. Jordan Secor, the senior, a steal by the Mags. Carson Galvez. Galvez looking, finds Grant Smisky, he'll say why not, takes a three, makes a three from straight on. McDonald with the triple. 32-15. 6 minutes to go, first half. Kadad to answer for three. Online, back rim, no. Mason Bussey takes the rebound away from Perone. To Jordan Secor, look out, down the lane, slams it home with two hands. Jordan Secor, emphatic, and the senior saying, we're not going home tonight.
That was a great play. Everybody in the whole gym knew that was going to happen. We made it come true. We got a full timeout for that.
We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball, McDonald Max Basketball, rather, on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com. A flurry for McDonald here in the first half. Punctuated by a slam from Jordan Secor. You know that's going to show up on the Logo Sports Instagram and Facebook.
He did that with two hands, too. He didn't want to try that one-hand stuff. Those usually careem off and go nowhere.
5:45 to go. Drive down the lane. Too strong off the glass. Mason Bussey gobbles up another rebound off the miss from Aiden Rickle. Long feet ahead. Jordan Secor drives in hard again. His left-handed shot, no. Mason Bussey had the offensive rebound stripped on the way up, knocked out of bounds to McDonald.
Mason's just up and down the floor.
He is an absolute beast on the board tonight. You can see why he got the start. Inbounds to Secor, right corner. McDonald works up top to Cale Holm. Home with a man on him, leaves for Jordan Secor up top from Grant Smisky. Secor rotates right side, driving in, Carson Galvez. Back out to Grant Smisky, left wing. Smisky finds Carson. Carson for three, right wing, splashed it! Another triple for McDonald.
We're feeling it tonight.
37-15, whistle down low, and a travel on Kadat. The wheels coming off the wagon a little bit here for the Hornets, who started out well, led by 3-9-6, and since that point, McDonald, if I'm not mistaken, has gone on a 31-6 run. It's 37-15 here in this 5-versus-12 matchup. Carson Galvez in the lane, and he's going to be called for steps, bodying up his man, and good defense there. I believe that was Blaine Mangle. Just wouldn't give ground. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Dave Check and the Check Law Office in Chippewa Falls. Another whistle far side of the floor. I believe another blocking foul on McDonald.
Probably Cale. Yep.
Cale Holm picks up McDonald's 15th foul. Kanata has committed 6 infractions, so bonus the rest of the way for McDonald. Max have 1 foul left to give. Inbounds to Kadat. Feed down the lane, knocked off the body of Cale Holm and out of bounds.
David Anderson back in. Carson taking a much deserved break.
4:43 to play. here in the first half.
Nathan's back in, giving Jordan a bunch of
the sophomore. Feet on the right side, that's Aiden Rickle. Rickle down the lane from the right side, and he
be a blocking foul on
draws a foul on Mason Bussey. That was the sixth for McDonald. Along the baseline, Blaine Mengel will inbound with 4:37 to play. Throws into Braden Schneider, retrieves right in front of the McDonald bench. Goes left side. Drop pass down low. Couple nice passes from Kadot. Going up strong and scoring, and a foul will be Parker Davis, who had a hot start to the game. I have him down for 9 points.
Yep.
And Davis looking for an old-fashioned three-point play. He is at the line. Shooting one. Free throw is good. Good stroke on that one from Davis. 37-18 McDonald. Parker Davis has hit a free throw. Three field goals and a three-pointer. David Anderson back out there with Cale Holm, Mason Bussey, Nathan Hazel, and Cooper Mittermeier, the five on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling. Whistling a foul is going to send McDonald to the line for a 1-1. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Cale Holm at the line, shooting the bonus. Both teams have committed 7 fouls. 37-18 McDonald, 4:17 to play. First free throw for Cale Holm. Rattles in and out. Another offensive rebound. Eli Stepp, but Stepp throws it away. Stolen by Kadot. Eli Stepp almost knocked it away at midcourt. But back to the Hornets. Left wing, long cross-court skip. Braden Schneider in the right corner. Schneider guarded by Nathan Hazel. And Hazel pokes it away. Hazel with the steal. Both players on the floor. Bodies flying everywhere. Kadot tries to throw it off of David Anderson out of bounds. And a heads-up play by Jackson Barone. And it will be Kadot basketball. But how about the long reach from Nathan Hazel?
Yeah.
As he knocks it away from the senior first-team all-conference player, Braden Schneider. Inbounds to Schneider. Along his right block extended, picking him up three-quarter court. Nathan Hazel will try to trap at midcourt. Schneider gets through it. Schneider down the lane. Nice drop-off pass down low. Up and in for two, Aiden Rickle. Not making a little push here. Still down 17-37-20. McDonald on the attack, moving left to right here in the first half. The left elbow, Eli Stepp throws an errant pass. Tipped, no. Turnover. Ball going back to Kadot. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, bodywork, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, that's Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Ball knocked out of bounds off the first inbound attempt. We'll try it again. Cannot. Over the shoulder catch by Braden Schneider. David Anderson pokes it away from behind. Saves it back in bounds to Nathan Hazel. Schneider wanted a foul call. Didn't get one. He's still barking at the ref. And a travel on McDonald. So the ball goes back to Kadot either way. With 3:21 to play, 37-20. Hey, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact WOGO Sports Director Greg Stewart at gstewart@wwib.com or call 715-723-1037. Rickle drives hard off the glass. No. Rebound loose in the paint. Barone had it for a moment, had his pocket pick, but back out to Braden Schneider. Kick out for a three straight on. Back rim, no. Hazel fighting for the rebound. A Kadot player goes down, and a whistle on maybe Cale Holm. Yep. As Aiden Rickle skied for that one.
What's going on, Nathan?
And Nathan Hazel picks up the foul. A 1-1 here for Kadot. So Rickle at the line. First foul on Hazel. 3:01 to play. Again, after what we believe, by my unofficial accounting, a 31-6 run from McDonald. Now it's been a little 5-0 run here for Kadot, looking for more. Rickle, a junior. Free throw. Rims in and out. David Anderson, two hands for safety, pulls down the rebound. Finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier across the timeline. We have a full student section, as you can see on the Wogo Sports Live video stream. Jordan Sikora, left block extended, finds Cale Holm. Holm guarded by Allard up top. They'll work right wing to Eli Stepp from David Anderson. Gives him a screen. Eli Stepp, right block extended. Stepp up top. Drives just inside the foul line. Maintain the drill. Back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Off a screen from Cale Holm. Cooper for David Anderson. Swings right side. Jordan Sikora. Drops down. David Anderson in the paint. Kick out Sikora, but the pass is knocked away. And Rickle with the steal. Lost it into the backcourt and out of bounds. Last touched by McDonald. Thought that was going the max way, but
I did too.
Someone must have had a hand in there. Rickle into the forecourt off the inbounds from Schneider. Rickle drives hard down the right side of the lane. Shot won't fall, but a foul on Cale Holm, who will give him a hand up with 2:13 to play. After not going back to the line, best way to get back into the game for the Hornets is to score with the clock stopped. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com. Rickle hits the first free throw, 37-21. Second free throw coming up for the junior. That one looks short, but gets a nice roll. 15-point game now. Rickle hits a pair of free throws. He has 4 points. And it's been a run, a response here for Kadot after McDonald was trying to blow this one open. Cale Holm up top, drives hard down the lane. Counted and a foul! There's the response from the Mavs.
Cale's first basket of the night.
Off the feed from Jordan Sikora, Cale Holm, second-team all-conference performer, hangs in the air with the right hand, finishes strong down that right side of the lane, and now we'll be looking for three the old-fashioned way. 39-22. The Max and Holm at the free throw line. For the end one, you bet. 40 points on the board. Is that the first basket for Cale you mentioned? So
yes.
Just waiting for him to get going too. Pass knocked away in the arms of Cale Holm. Jordan Sikora to Eli Stepp. Stepp down the right to the lane. Pays and hits! McDonald Jr.
He did get hammered.
Goodness gracious. Talk about taking contact. 42-22 McDonald and Eli Stepp looking for an end one on successive possessions for the Max. Minute 48 to play. Punch and counterpunch in this game. Stepp, free throw, good. 43-22, largest lead of the night, 21 points for McDonald. Cale Holm steals the ball, throws it off the top of the rafters, saving it back in bounds to Eli Stepp. Jordan Sikora drives in hard, hangs and hits again. 45-22, how about Cale Holm saving it behind his back and hit one of the rafters and bounce back into the court of play. Feed down low, miss off the challenge by Holm. Offensive rebound, Barone working hard and scores. That's his first basket. 45-24. Minute 18 to play. Late going first half. Grant Smiski, the senior guard, leaves for Eli Stepp, the junior. Number one to number two. Up top, Jordan Sikora between the circles. 66 seconds to play left in the first half. Schneider comes out on Grant Smiski. Donald content to milk a little clock here. Again, any foul will put them in the double bonus. Jordan Sikora against Barone. Sikora leaves left side for Grant Smiski. Grant tripped up by Schneider, and Grant will go to the line shooting two.
We've got Schneider's third.
Wow. And that's your leading scorer. It is indeed his third. First free throw too strong for Grant Smiski. Blitz time, tax time, and time to call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. It's time. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. That's 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Long on the second free throw. Mason Bussey pulls down the rebound, tips it to himself, goes up strong, too strong off the glass. But yet another offensive rebound for McDonald. Just couldn't convert. 35 seconds to play. Aiden Rickle drives down the right side of the lane, takes it hard to the hoop. No, Bossy, another rebound to Eli Stepp. Stepp on the run, attacking, going down the lane. Hanks, oh my goodness, it rolls in! How did he flip that up and in?
Yep, that was a...
Eli Stepp, a walking, running highlight reel tonight. 47-24 McDonald. A whistle slows things down a little bit. Actually, I think it's 49-24, isn't it? 12.7 seconds left. I'm second-guessing myself. The scoreboard says 47, so we'll adjust temporarily. It is. Okay, I'm watching the replay. 12.7 seconds to play. McDonald leads by 23. Rickle at the line. This will be a double bonus as well. And misses the first free throw. That was the second foul of the game on Cale Holm. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Second free throw good for Aiden Rickle to make it 47-25. 11 seconds to play. Grant Smiski has it up top. Right side feed, Eli Stepp. Stepp with 7 seconds. Gets by his man. Hangs in the air. Hits it! The end one's flowing freely tonight.
He's just taking it hard to the rack.
Shielding the ball from the shot blocker and earning a trip to the line, Eli Stepp. McDonald can hit 50 points in the first half with a make here. You better believe it. A 50-cent piece on the first half for McDonald. Rickle drives hard to beat the buzzer. He will. Nice move to get to the hoop to make it 50-27 at the break. Aiden Rickle, a hard take, but McDonald dominant here in the first half. They lead by 23 at the break. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes with our halftime stats, analysis, and more. This is McDonald Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. Back in 3.5.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
At Fries Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Fries Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech law firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Tired of filling up with wimpy fast food that drains your wallet? Roadside Ice Cream and Diner at the entrance of Carson Park has the perfect solution. Try Roadside's Buy One, Get One Free barbecue every Monday, or our Big Burrito on Taco Tuesday, just $5 with chips and salsa. Thursdays, try a Roadside BOGO burger or our famous fish fry on Fridays, just $9.95. Novelty ice cream on a stick, softball size, is a perfect dessert. Order online at roadsideec.com or try our drive-thru for our floats, malts, or legendary ice cream mixers.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. We'll get ready for an unforgettable night. Spring Spectacular is happening Saturday, March 29th at McDonald Central Catholic High School. Enjoy a hilarious performance by comedian Dan Daybert, a silent auction, exciting raffles, a wine pool, and a delicious savory dinner, all in support of Catholic education. Don't wait. Seats are limited. Get your tickets now by visiting McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Join us for a night of laughter, giving, and celebration. Spring Spectacular Saturday, March 29th. And it's been a pretty spectacular first half here, Mark Maloney.
Yes, I mean, the guys are coming on very, very well. And, again, putting 50 up in the first half works very nicely. And, again, you know, they got to come out in the second half and keep their foot on the gas pedal a little bit. This is obviously might give Coach Schilling a little bit of an opportunity to, you know, get some subs in here later on into the second half. And but these, again, this is the last time on this floor that these guys – potentially could be playing.
Yeah, barring a major upset elsewhere.
Right. So, you know, these guys got to come out in the second half and play just like that.
Well, looking at the scoring on both sides here, we'll start with Cadott. They have five different players in the scoring column, led by Parker Davis, who's had an excellent first half with 10 points, 7 for Aiden Rickle, 5 for Blaine Mangle, 3 for Cameron Allard. Their leading scorer, Braden Schneider, first-team all-conference performer, averaging 21 points per game, has 3 fouls in the first half and has not scored. Jackson Barone with 2 for Coach Sean Schozel and the Hornets. On the other side, 9 different players have scored for McDonald, led by Jordan Sikora with 12 points and Eli Stepp with 10. We are not going to be able to bring you the highlights because there's so many here at the half, but stick around for the post-class post-game show. We'll get those for you. So 12 for Sikora, 10 for Eli Stepp, 6 for Carson Galvez, 5 for David Anderson, 4 for Mason Bussey, 3 for Cale Holm, 4 for Nathan Hazel as well, 3 for Cooper Mittermeier, and 3 for Grant Smisky. And I think that is everybody, all 9 players who've scored for McDonald.
Yes, and that's nice to see. Nice to see them guys sharing the basketball and everybody putting the points on the board. And that highlight from Jordan with that slam down is I'm looking forward to that.
Well, looking for a bright start for your little one, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is accepting applications for the 2025-26 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. Qualifying families can attend tuition-free through the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program when you apply by April 17th. Give your child an exceptional Catholic liberal arts education in a caring, small class environment, but hurry, spaces are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs in 2 minutes. You're on WOGO Sports. The Max lead at the half, 50-27.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Halftime tradition before the second half begins. It's Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. I'm going to start down here at the bottom with Mason Gadel as a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. Matt Pulver is off at Air Force Base, Nebraska. He flies reconnaissance RC-135s, and him and his wife, Gracie Tyson, from Eau Claire Regis, is expecting their first baby in April. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi-High grad, is at Hill Air Force Base in Utah. Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad, is getting ready to get commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Army Signal Corps. Noah Stewart, a Chi-High grad, is out at Bowling Air Force Base in Washington, D.C. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, is getting ready to retire one more year. He says February 2026 with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. John Hayton with Colfax and the Army Guard out of Spooner. Jeff Link is a 2019 grad, is a staff sergeant over in Aviano Air Force Base in Italy. Carter Billen is in the security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Kristen Levesser is in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis, along with Sarah Pass and Bovey. She's in the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Greg Hovland down at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base. Jory Kabishik at Eielson Air Force Base up in Alaska. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. And Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. So, again, a huge shout out and a huge thank you to all of our military out there. This is always trying times in the world that we have going on, and so a huge thank you, and please be safe.
And we think about so many times the holidays and how hard it is to miss that, but also, I mean, I remember talking with some of our veterans before too, and they're talking about birthdays, anniversaries,
yes.
Easter, even March Madness, things like that too, where all these things that they give up so that we can be safe and so that we can be here in peace and security. So we cannot thank you all enough for all you do. As McDonald starts in the second half with Jordan Sikora, tough take, and picking up where they left off in the first half. That's another and one.
And another tough move by Jordan.
We're going to be here till 10 o'clock with all the highlights, and the game started early. 52-27 McDonald. Jordan Sikora with 14 points and the free throw. 53-27, largest lead of the night for McDonald. 10 seconds into the second half. Knott moves left to right here in the second. Good to have you with us on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, and the WOGO Sports live video stream. We've added that on our WOGO Radio Facebook page and WOGO Sports on YouTube. Appreciate subscriptions to that channel, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Three-pointer rims in and out. Kind of robbed by the rims here at McDonald. Blaine Mangle, that one was halfway down. Carson Galvez driving in hard, high off the rim. No, a little bit too strong off the window. Long lead feed ahead, and a drive to the hoop missed by number two, Cameron Allard. And a whistle underneath.
Tipped out of bounds by Jordan.
Staying with Kanaz. These kids for Kanaz seeing a good amount of speed.
Yes.
Able to get to the rim, but again, facing a pretty significant deficit here. Now it's going to have to play a little bit cleaner in the second half, though, as they got into a little foul trouble. Mid-range jumper missed. Rebound snapped down by the Max. Push ahead, Jordan Sikora. Jordan driving in hard. Hayes
and hits!
Oh, my goodness! Another and one for the McDonald Max. The senior, Jordan Sikora, having his season high tonight, and he picked the right time to do it. 55-27, looking for three the old-fashioned way.
They put that one on Schneider. That's his fourth.
His fourth. Goodness gracious. Free throw, you bet. 56-27. Three-point play once again for Jordan Sikora. He has 18, a little 6-0 run to start the second half for the Max and all for Jordan Sikora. We're only a minute into the second half, so a lot of time left here. Schneider has exited. Three from the left corner. That's a good-looking shot there for Kadat. That was Blaine Mangle, his second hit from downtown, the 6-foot senior. 26-point lead for the Max, 56-30. Kale Holm left wing, floats it to Cooper Mittermeier, right side. Mittermeier probing into the paint, dump pass, Mason Bussey, power dribble and scores. 58-30.
Nice feed by Cooper.
Way to look for your big. Mason Bussey has 6 points. Nice feed to a big for Kadat. Foul on the ground as Barone attacking the hoop. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Kadat will inbound from underneath the hoop. Cameron Allard will trigger it in. Two at the blocks, two in the corners for the Hornets. Now we're ready to go after clarification on something.
I just wanted to make sure the basket did not count.
Inbounds to Barone. Kick out for a three. Front of the rim clanks off. No offensive rebound. Kadat. Shot knocked away. Rather, a pass knocked away. McDonald diving for it on the floor. Out of bounds, though, was Jordan Sikora showing off the hustle, but he was laying on that sideline as he tried to save it into Cooper Mittermeier. Bounce to Kadat. The Hornets again working without their leading scorer. Jump stop in the lane. Travel called on Allard. 58-30 McDonald. 2 minutes, 4 seconds into the second half. Hey, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO sports director, G. Stewart at WWIB.com or call 715-723-1037. Jordan Sikora pulls up mid-range. He's got the mini tonight, too. In his bag, Jordan Sikora has 20 for McDonald.
Good-looking shot.
60-30, the Max have doubled up on the Hornets. Air ball three for the right corner. Jordan Sikora flips it behind his head on the save. Back and bounce to Carson Galvez. The Max on the run. Mason Bussey at the foul line. Back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier back to Bussey. Cut pocket pass. Lost control of it. Maybe had a hole in the pocket.
Yeah.
And out of bounds, too. The Kanawha Hornets. Well, whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, American Marine has the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. 15-12 to go, second half. Barone crashing down the lane, and a foul gonna be called against McDonald. A couple of players collaborating there on
probably
an attempt to stop on Barone,
yep.
But Mason Bussey picks up the foul. Team second.
Said he was shooting.
So Barone will go to the line shooting two. Two team fouls apiece on McDonald and Kadat. This is a regional quarterfinal. Winner takes on the winner of number 4, Ladysmith, and number 13, Boyceville. First free throw is good for Jackson Barone, and he has 3 points on the game. That's a 4 versus 13 matchup, so again, presuming Ladysmith, their senior laden squad, will win that, but you never know. Second free throw, no. Long rebound out to Cale Holman. McDonald will run, push ahead to Cooper Mittermeier. Down to Jordan Sikora. Sikora driving baseline, kick out Cale Holm. Holm double clutches, goes down the lane, lays it up with the right hand. No rebound attempt by Mason Bussey, but knocked out of bounds. And going back to the Kadat Hornets. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check. And the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Kowalczyk across the timeline into the forecourt, guarded by Jordan Sikora. McDonald leads by 29, 60-31. 14:40 to go here in the second half. Right side, Kowalczyk spins down. Right block extended. Work back outside the arc. High post feed. And an almost throwaway. It's Jackson Barone as a retrieve by Aller. Back to Barone. Pass knocked away from Parker Davis. He'll take a fall away three. That one caroms off the glass. Outlet pass. Cooper Mittermeier finds Jordan Sikora. Touch pass. Down low. Up and in for two. Running the floor. Cale Holm with an athletic spin to get that one up and in.
Great ball movement.
Cale Holm has 5 points. Again, McDonald had 9 players score in the first half. They've doubled up on Cadott once again, 62-31. Miss in the paint. A little baby hook from Parker Davis. Down to Sikora. Sikora down the lane. No. He's looking for a foul. Didn't get the call. Went down heavily. He's back up on his feet, though. Cadott coming the other way. Right side, Parker Davis drops it into the paint, and Mason Bussey got his hand stuck in the cookie jar trying to poke it away from Jackson Barone.
Mason's third foul.
When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Nathan Hazel will come in for Jordan Sikora. Mason Bussey exits. David Anderson in. Down along the baseline, Blaine Mangle. Mangle kick into the corner. Three on the way is good. Now, Parker Davis, his third triple, or his second triple, excuse me. Again, no secret that Cadott can hit threes. 62-34, they're going to need more of that here. Trying to climb back into this one. Nathan Hazel spins along the right baseline. Dumps it off. David Anderson pops up in the air and scores. Little baby hook there for David. 64-34. Anderson with 7 points by my count. 13-11 to go, almost 5 minutes into the second half. Aller down the lane, took some contact, flipped it up with the right hand. No, but a foul. He will go to the line shooting two. Metropolis Resorts in Eau Claire, the perfect spring break destination with endless fun at Action City and Chaos Water Park, plus on-site dining options and Caribou Coffee. Book your adventure at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Pardon me, that foul on the ground.
David Anderson.
Not a shooting foul. Second on David. 13:06 to play. Two at the blocks, two at the elbows. Aller to trigger this one in for Cadott. Work back around the perimeter. Parker Davis. Davis back to Aller. Quick close up by Cooper Mittermeier. Prevents the three. Blocked by David Anderson. Knocked out of bounds. Will stay with Cadott. Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Barone flips it out right side. That's Parker Davis. Davis losing the handle from it along the baseline. David Anderson trying to dig it out. Back to Davis. He loses it near the top of the wheel. And stolen away by McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier to David Anderson. Anderson flipped back to Cooper. 12:39 to play. Left side, Nathan Hazel. Hazel jab step into that left corner. Three on the way. Rims in and out. No good. Offensive rebound, Nathan Hazel. Back out to Cale Holm. He'll try it again for three. Grazes off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound.
Cooper,
back to McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier for three. And there it is. Third time's the charm on the triple for McDonald. 67-34. Cooper Mittermeier gives McDonald a wider advantage. To answer for three on the other side. Popping in and out. The miss there by Parker Davis. Mittermeier far side of the floor. His team leading by 33. One-third of the way into the second half. Right side, Cale Holm. Show and go. Driving baseline, tagged with a foul from behind by Parker Davis. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. New entrant into the game for Cadott. Ethan Wondrow, a 6'2" junior. Grant Smisky waits, floats up top. Nathan Hazel near midcourt, puts it on the floor with the left hand. Drops off for David Anderson, the left elbow. Anderson lost it on the way to the basket. Stolen away by Rickle of Cadott. Rickle right side. I believe he's one of their pitchers, if I'm not mistaken, for the baseball team. Wondrow swings right side to Rickle. Rickle guarded by fellow number one, Grant Smisky. Rickle puts it on the floor, lost it in the paint. Cale Holm scoops up the loose change. 11:27 to play. Cale Holm left side. In rhythm, 4-3. Back rim, no. Rebound, Grant Smisky. Out to Cale Holm.
Again,
He'll try it again.
Same
no
spot.
Again. Offensive rebound again.
More.
Back to Cale Holm. Third time's the charm. No, not this time. McDonald battling for another offensive rebound. And out of bounds, staying with the Max. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. And also WOGO Radio 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Gavin Bovey, WOGO video producer on site. Elliot Spies and Zach Wycheck, our audio producers in tandem at the WOGO home base in Hallie. Almost 7 minutes into the second half, McDonald leads by 33. Nathan Hazel, baseline jumper, shows the touch from 14 feet along the right baseline. Nathan Hazel has a 3, a 2, and a 1. 69-34. Just inside the left elbow, Asher Sakura. Back up top to Rickle. Rickle driving right baseline. Whistle and a blocking foul called on McDonald. That'll be their fifth, I believe. Should be going against Smisky with 10:43 to play. That's the second on Grant, team's fifth foul. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call Dale and the crew at White City Glass at Chippewa Falls. Rickle holding, waiting, drops right side, almost stolen away by Nathan Hazel. A save back to Rickle. He tries to shovel it into the paint. Barone drops it down low to Sakura. Sakura hook along the baseline. No, rebound Eli Stepp, who just came in for Coach Adam Schilling. Cooper Mittermeier right side, flips back to Stepp. Stepp drives baseline, right block extended, now into that right corner. 10:23 to go, 69-34 McDonald. Left side, Grant Smisky finds Nathan Hazel. Hazel, corner three, no. Fighting for the rebound, the Max, and an over-the-back call against David Anderson, team sixth foul. So that was the last one to give for McDonald, a 10:15 to play. Hazel will get a big hand as he comes to the bench. And coming into the game, Luke Anderson, number 32, 6'2", sophomore forward. Anderson wears number 32. Up top for Kadat. Back to Asher Sakura. Whistle and a foul. Maybe on Anderson, maybe on Stepp. But that is going to send Kadat to the line, shooting a 1-1. So 10 minutes exactly on the clock. And bonus the rest of the way to elongate this game for Kadat. They trail by a pile, 69-34. But again, chances to score with the clock stopped here. That foul went on Luke Anderson, his first, team seventh. Free throw from Sakura off the front of the rim and good. So he hits the front end of the 1-1. First point of the game for Asher Sakura, 6'4", a junior, averages 4.7 per game. Barone's going to check out. Back in Parker Davis. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, the perfect spring break destination. Endless fun at Action City, Chaos Water Park, plus on-site dining options and Caribou Coffee. Second free throw, no. Anderson with a rebound. Book your adventure at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Anderson swings to Eli Stepp in the left corner. Stepp attacking into the paint, hangs in the air, blocked from behind, out to Grant Smisky. Smisky flipped back to Cooper Mittermeier in front of his own bench. Far side of the floor, Smisky pocket pass to David Anderson, drives it hard. Someone else got a piece of that one. Good defense in the paint by Asher Sakura. Throwaway by Kadat, out of bounds. Last touched by the Hornets. Last touch by McDonald. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus, wisconsinsurplus.com. Hard drive high off the glass. A pretty touch on that one from Aiden Rickle. Makes it 69-36. 17 seconds away from the halfway point of the second half. 69-37 McDonald, Grant Smisky just inside the foul line, muscles his man down, had it blocked on the way up by Sakura. Grant was looking to draw the foul, Sakura held strong. Rickle across the timeline. Right side feed, Wondrow. Now beyond the arc, David Anderson guarding him, down to Sakura. Sakura for Kadat, had it knocked away by Luke Anderson. Wondrow up top. Subs coming in, some of the seniors for Kadat, including Braden Schneider, who's playing, unfortunately, with those four fouls. Nice drive, high off the glass, but too strong. Parker Davis saw a little daylight, but couldn't get the shot to fall. Eli Stepp left wing. Stepp down the lane, takes some heavy contact, throws up a shot with the right hand. Too strong, Sakura with the rebound. 8:25 to go, 69-37 McDonald. Put up 50 points in the first half. Davis, kick out right side. No hesitation on a three. Back rim for Aiden Rickle. Offensive rebound. Sakura whistling a foul.
Nope.
Stepped
Luke
on the end line.
Was on the end line.
So Anderson had out of bounds to Kadat. We'll start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK, only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months, and you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations, EauClaireLASIK.com. Beautiful inbounds play, but a shot missed, point blank by Kadat. Offensive rebound, no from Barone. Parker Davis had one set up for him beautifully, but the layup wouldn't fall, and then Barone's shot wouldn't fall. Just over 8 minutes to play. Eli Stepp in the left corner. Steph dribbles it back up top with a throw to Anderson. Cooper Mittermeier, right wing. Looks to the post for a moment. Nothing there. Luke Anderson up top. Grant Smiski right back to Luke Anderson. Anderson drives into the paint, hangs in the air, goes up strong. Can't get the end one, but a foul will send Luke Anderson to the line. Shooting two here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls regional quarterfinal action in a WIAA Division IV playoff game. Winner moves on to Friday night in a regional semi. Should the Max move on, we'll have it for you here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Luke Anderson shooting two, first free throw is good. 70 on the night for McDonald, 70-37. Luke Anderson, his first points. For over 143 years, McDonald Area Catholic Schools has been shaping young minds through faith-filled, accredited Catholic education in Chippewa Falls. Now McDonald's hiring for the 2025-26 school year. Join the mission-driven team and make a lasting impact on students from 3K through 12th grade. Free throw is good. A pair of free throws for Luke Anderson. Teaching, coaching, bus drivers, and support staff positions are available. Apply today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org and be part of something greater. Three missed on the other side. Braden Schneider trying to track down the offensive rebound, but beating him to it, Grant Smiski and David Anderson in collaboration. Push ahead, down low. Destiny Matthews for two. 73-37. Matthews comes into the game and immediately gets a bucket. And McDonald, 7-18 to play.
Luke with a foul there.
So the fouls are mounting a little bit here for the Max. That's their eighth. So a lot of time remaining for Kadat to shoot some free throws. And Barone will be back at the line. Barone, the 6'4" senior. Free throw is good. 73-38, McDonald. Barone has 4 points. Our count on the night. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. State Farm agent Michelle Mua at Chippewa Falls. Second free throw no good for Barone. McDonald back on the attack. Eli Stepp, they left him alone. He'll make him pay for three. No, it'll pop in and out. Right side, Cameron Aller for Kadat. Aller drops it off to Barone. Barone driving baseline against Luke Anderson. Kick out Aller. Deep three. Right side is good. Nice looking shot there from Aller, one of the seniors. And he's a sharpshooter. 37%, I believe, from downtown throughout the course of the year. 73-41. Up top, David Anderson for McDonald. Left side, Eli Stepp. Stepp driving left baseline. Muscles it up. A whistle and a foul offensive called foul. First offensive foul called on Eli Stepp, and I think that is a good call as that form maybe got out there a little bit. Again, State Farm agent Michelle Mu and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now. State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls, life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle Mua, that's M-O-U-A, michellemua.com. 6:27 to play, 73-41 McDonald. Nice give and go down the lane. Barone up and in for two. 73-43. McDonald's lead trimmed down to 30. David Anderson up top. Left side, Destian Matthews. Matthews will loft a three. Left side, just too strong. Maya Hayer. Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half. Braden Schneider at the right elbow. Schneider dumps it down to Barone. Barone attacks the rim and scores. Good unselfish play there by Braden Schneider. And Barone starting to pick things up. He has 8 points. 73-45. Right side, Anderson. Head fake. Doesn't take the three. Grant Smiski. Up top, David Anderson. Right side, Destian Matthews. Off the screen from David Anderson. Matthews to Luke Anderson. Pass tipped away by Barone, but Anderson retrieves. Hands off to Eli Stepp. High on the left. With 5:33 to play. Eli Stepp packs down the lane. Beautiful touch with a runner. He Eli Stepp. They had 10 points in the first half. Makes it 75-45 McDonald. Braden Schneider pulls up. Mid-range is good.
His first bucket.
First basket for Braden Schneider as he's capping off a phenomenal career at Kadaz. 75-47 McDonald. 5 minutes to play. To answer, no. But David Anderson, offensive rebound. Kick out Luke Anderson. Anderson gets his man in the air. His runner rolls down. 77-47. McDonald maintaining that 30-point advantage. A whistle with 4:51 to play.
Big sub here.
Gavin Smiski will sub in. 6'3" freshman center. Also number 30, Dawson Moulton, 6-foot junior forward. Number 5, Griffin Burgett, 6-foot freshman forward. Number 5, see who else we have out there. Cameron Mudrick, 5'9" freshman guard. Number 4, and a shot made for Kadot by Barone. He has double-digit points. Drive down the lane. Runner comes up short. And Barone lost it to Dawson Moulton at midcourt. Dawson finds Mudrick.
You got Isaac out there, Didardi.
Isaac Crawford, there we go. 5'10", sophomore. Right side, Griffin Burgett. Crawford back to Burgett in front of the McDonald bench. 4:15 to play here in a regional quarterfinal. McDonald's going to make sure everybody gets on the floor here in this final home game.
Gavin.
Drop down along the baseline and a score for the freshman Gavin Smiski. 79-49. Smiski, the 6'3" center, to answer. Other side, no. And Smiski pulls down the rebound. Has it taken away from him by Barone. Pass to Schneider along the baseline. McDonald rips it away. Cameron Mudrick. Cameron up top. 79-49. McDonald up 30. Leaves for Crawford. Spins it into that left corner. Work back up top, Burgett. 6-foot freshman to Mudrick. 3:30 to play. Mudrick right side in front of the McDonald bench. Great when you see everybody able to get those warm-up tops off. Get into the game. Expanded playoff lineup. Crawford in the right corner. Up top, Dawson Moulton. Moulton spins back to Crawford. Right side, Burgett. Burgett driving baseline. And knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Kadot. 3:11 to play. And now some of the senior salutes as Parker Davis, the 5'10" senior, get a hand from his crowd. And his teammates, Mudrick takes the inbounds pass with 3:10 to play. Dawson Moulton up top. 79-49 McDonald. Crawford works it right side. Drives by a couple defenders. Kick out Moulton. Moulton open looking at a three. Left corner rims in and out. Offensive rebound put back no from Smiski. Moulton's put back no. He goes up, gets another offensive rebound. Moulton in the left corner. Drives in hard.
There
and the shot falls. 81 on the board, and everybody on this McDonald lineup, and we mean everybody, has been crashing the board tonight. Dawson Moulton, his first basket. Then a steal by Crawford. Crawford winds up, goes hard. Can't get the slam. He wanted that. Just undercut it a little bit. 81-49. Other side, count the basket and a foul for Cameron Allard off the missed dunk on one side. Allard, the senior, will score to make it 81-51. Apologize for those watching on the YouTube stream. Yours truly did not switch the camera angle back in time. 2:27 to play. Allard looking for an old-fashioned three-point play. No. And how about Smiski battling for that rebound off the miss? Still a 30-point advantage for McDonald. 2:17 to go. Right side, Crawford. Crawford high on the right, swings right side for Moulton. Just had that basket. Moulton driving baseline. He's doubled. Flip up. Burgett. Burgett to the right block. Hangs in the air. Too strong off the glass. Offensive rebound. Smiski puts it up and scores again. The big man doing big things in the paint.
In the right place at the right time.
83-51. Kick out for Barone. Barone for three. Can't get it to rattle in. And Smiski pulls down the rebound. I like the way that young man works. Isaac Crawford, open for three, left corner, no, offensive rebound, Burgett, too strong, off the glass, rebound to Barone. With 95 seconds to play in this regional quarterfinal, McDonald in command, 83-51. Perone flip out to Braden Schneider. Up top, Cameron Allard. Allard for three, rims in and out. Rebound out to Bergette. Bergette now on the run, and we have a whistle and a stoppage. Timeout taken first with a minute 20 to play. We'll step out and be back after this.
They're just going to sub.
They're just going to sub out? All right.
By the sounds of it, we'll see here. I thought that's all they wanted to do. Well, looks like they might take the time off.
All right, we'll be back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher-paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. CVTC.edu/spring.
Welcome back to McDonald Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. Don't go away after the game conclusion. We'll have our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. We'll have stats, recap, analysis, a look ahead at Friday night's regional semifinal. We'll talk exclusively with head coach Adam Schilling. And we've got a boatload of highlights for you as well. It's all coming up on the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. McDonald basketball. Mudrick at the point with a minute 16 to play, his team leading 83-51. Drops off for Crawford. Bergette, left side, outside the arc, show and go at the right elbow. Kick back out Crawford. Up top, Dawson Moulton. And double-digit players have scored tonight for McDonald. Looking strong here in a regional quarterfinal. A big matchup awaiting on Friday night. We'll get to that in the postgame show. Pass down low, knocked away and stolen by Sakura of Kadaz. Long feet ahead, looking for Rickle. Too hot to handle. Back to the max with 45.7 seconds to play. Austin Moulton will inbound. And we have one more substitution coming in for Kadaz. That'll be Gavin Roscoe, 5'6" junior. And McDonald put up 83 the first time against Kadaz on this floor. 72-54 they won at Kadaz. They put up 83 once again here in this regional quarterfinal.
Coach Schilling has just told him to be okay with running this clock out. 30 seconds left.
And off to Crawford up top. 29 seconds. And McDonald on what presumably is their final home game of the season. They've had some offensive outbursts on this floor throughout the course of the 2024-25 campaign, and hopefully they can keep that going on the road. 13 seconds left. Crowd rising to its feet here. Dawson Moulton can dribble it out. 3, 2, and 1. And as the clock hits triple zeros here at Steve and Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Your final score, the McDonald Max 83, the Kadaz Hornets 51. The Max moving on from a regional quarterfinal to a regional semi. Kadaz season ends here against a conference opponent. Kadaz falls to 9-16 on the season. McDonald moves to 16-9. And advances in the WIAA Division IV tournament. We've got a lot coming up on the Post-Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling. We'll give you the leading scores and stats. We've got a boatload of highlights for you as well. We'll look ahead in our WOGO sports calendar. Some big games coming up this week. That's all ahead in 3.5 here on WOGO, your home for McDonald Athletics.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Metropolis Resort, the perfect spring break destination. Endless adventures and fun at Chaos Water Park, relaxing in the lazy river to getting splashed by the dump bucket, or racing around the go-karts and your favorite arcade games in Action City. There's something for everyone. Unwind at our delicious on-site dining, City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Book your spring break adventure at metropolisresort.com or call one of our fun experts, 715-760-9240.
Metropolis Resort.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Welcome into the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Hey, before we get into the Post Glass Postgame Show, quick note, get ready to win big with the Spring Spectacular Raffle, over $10,000 in prizes on Saturday, March 29th, 2025 at McDonald Central Catholic High School. You could take home one of six amazing prizes. Here they are. Grand prize, a Gravely ZTX 52-inch zero-turn mower. Second prize, a Director's Circle membership at the Pablo Center. Third prize, a Wicked Ridge crossbow package. Fourth prize, a $1,000 Shields gift card. Fifth prize, a $500 Loop Supplier Store gift card. Sixth prize, a $250 Quick Trip gift card. Tickets just $20 each, but hurry, they're going fast. Get yours now. Need not be present to win. Visit McDonald's Central's office or go online to get your tickets today. McDonald wins at 83-51 here in the regional quarterfinal. Again, presumably their final home game of the season, and they look very comfortable on this floor.
They did. They played a really good game. Cannot didn't go away in the beginning, but then they just kind of ran out of gas there, and McDonald just kept their foot on the gas pedal, doing some fantastic things. And like you said, your highlight reel might take a while.
It might stick with us.
There were some great plays out there. And again, depending on who, if they have to go up and see Ladysmith again, you know, this was a good game to get them prepared to go up there and see what they can do against Ladysmith. They didn't play the best when we were up there the last time, right before Christmas, I believe. And so they got to be ready to take on whoever. And again, we're assuming Ladysmith being the 4 seed and playing up against Boyceville, the 13 seed. So we'll see how that turns out. And, you know, Coach Schilling's got a couple of days to get these guys ready. Now, there's no school tomorrow. They already called off school.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they can just have a shoot-around. I don't think they can have a practice, but maybe they can. I don't know how they do that anymore. But then he's only got a couple of days to get them ready for whatever happens on Friday night.
Well, we will get Coach Schilling with us here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, as McDonald wins it 83-51, defeating Cadott three times here this season. And Coach Schilling is always so gracious with his time to join us here on our WOGO postgame show. Again, Post Glass and Mirror brings that to you. And Coach, we talked a little bit before the game about maybe needing a little more aggression on offense, and we saw that in particular in two facets. One, I thought Jordan Secor was spectacular tonight, and then the entire team absolutely crashed the glass.
Yeah, I think we put an emphasis on getting the ball in the lane and getting the ball to the rim and not settling for threes as much as we have at times this year. So it was about our seniors really stepping up. I think David and Grant obviously played a great game, and Cooper and Jordan too. So I think the rest of the team just kind of took their lead and played as hard as they did, and it was a good win for us.
Again, you talk about playing hard and so much of rebounding. It's about smarts, about positioning, but it's about hustle and effort, and that really was something that didn't flag throughout the game. And whoever you put in, again, 12 different players scored. You were able to empty the bench, and it's always nice to be able to do that and presumably the final home game here. But everybody was crashing the glass so hard, and that speaks, I think, to the way they push one another in practice and the leadership of the senior class of this team.
I think we have some kids that lead by example very well. So I think if they see David out there, you know, sacrificing his body and, you know, just going crazy athletically, I think it inspires other guys to try to do the same thing. So it all starts with them and the example they set for the younger guys, and they're able to step up and try to match it.
What did you think was especially clicking offensively tonight? Was it the inside setting up the outside?
Yeah, it was honestly it's something we probably should have done a while ago, but just having Jordan be aggressive on offense makes things so much easier for everybody else. And just getting the ball in the lane, offensive rebound-wise, I think we had 16 offensive rebounds in the first half. So getting extra opportunities really helps our group.
And again, just a tremendous amount of offensive rebounds. And Coach, you've tinkered with the starting lineup really throughout the year based on matchups and things like that. How have the guys responded? Because we saw, for instance, Mason Bussey inserted back into the starting lineup here, probably knowing that he would be able to have a rebounding advantage, and he really made a big impact. But again, being able to be gracious with one another, saying, hey, it's not about who gets the most minutes, it's about getting that W.
We talked about how the only thing that really matters, or the only stat that matters now, is just winning the games. And the guys have done a good job of just putting whatever pride they have to aside and just doing what we asked them to do. But we got a lot of kids that can play. You know, we don't have a guy that's going to score 30 a game. But I think playoff time, that's where a deep team like this can really be a headache for opponents. So hopefully these guys can all stay confident in their individual games and they can play as a group.
And finally, Coach, just a nod of respect to your opponent here. Again, a lot of seniors. I know you know Braden Schneider from AAU, and he's had a phenomenal career. You guys did a great job on him tonight, and he battled some foul trouble. But, again, just we talk about this. It's always tough that one team's seniors, that this is their last action. And I know, again, as someone that you've coached, I believe, in the summer, too, he's a phenomenal player. He's had a great career over there.
Yeah, they've, you know, Cameron Allard, too, we had last summer. We had a great senior season, so I just like working with the kids that want to get in the gym and try to get better, and those are two of the better ones we've had in the summertime. But a lot of respect to those guys. Braden's a great scorer, and they had a good year. I think, you know, they did some things pretty well most of the season.
Well, Coach, we'll see you on Friday night. We're presuming right now, we'll check the score, but presuming we're heading up to Ladysmith with you, and that'll be another battle.
Sure. Yep, thank you guys for coming out. Appreciate it.
That's head coach Adam Schilling here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a 2.5-minute break and be back with those highlights, the stats, analysis, and more. That's all ahead in 2.5 here on WOGO Sports as McDonald wins it in the regional quarterfinal, 83-51 over Cadott. Back after this in the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Welcome back to the Postclass Postgame Show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Postglass and Mirror is now hiring for autoglass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll get to the leading scores in just a moment, but again, your thoughts on this game, Mark. It's a game that on paper McDonald was supposed to win. Again, Canats got some talent for sure, but again, McDonald beat him convincingly twice in the regular season. And this was a game you were supposed to take care of business, but anything can happen in the playoffs, and that's why they play the games. And so McDonald doing a great job doing what they needed to do tonight.
Yes, and again, keeping Brandon Schneider in check with only 2 points, their leading scorer and first team all conference. But sometimes you have those type of nights, and he was in foul trouble. But again, the defense that the McDonald boys put on out there, again, maybe it's something that they can lead into for Friday night if they got to go up and hit Ladysmith again. They've played tough up there, but lost to Ladysmith up there. So
yeah, we had that game.
They're going to have to go up there, with that attitude of giving it everything they got on Friday night. And this was a game, I think, that maybe Coach Schilling maybe used it as a little bit of a warm-up. He didn't, he subbed in later on into the second half there, but he kept some boys out there for a long time in the second half. And again, I thought maybe knowing that he can't have a practice tomorrow night, he's going, let's run these guys and, let's see what they can do and get them ready for Friday night.
We'll take a look at the leading scores in just a moment here. We'll be back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. We'll do a couple final tallies because so many different players scored for McDonald. I want to make sure I've got it right. So back in 2 minutes here on the Postglass Postgame Show, brought to you by Postglass Amir in Chippewa Falls. After those leading scores, we have highlights for you as well. Back in two.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Tired of filling up with wimpy fast food that drains your wallet? Roadside Ice Cream and Diner at the entrance of Carson Park has the perfect solution. Try Roadside's Buy One, Get One Free barbecue every Monday, or our Big Burrito on Taco Tuesday, just $5 with chips and salsa. Thursdays, try a Roadside BOGO burger or our famous fish fry on Fridays, just $9.95. Novelty ice cream on a stick, softball size, is a perfect dessert. Order online at roadsideec.com or try our drive-thru for our floats, malts, or legendary ice cream mixer.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you as McDonald wins at 83-51 in this WIAA Division IV Regional Quarterfinal. 83-51, the final over the Cadott Hornets. Third time that they've played, and they always talk about it's hard to beat a team three times, but McDonald able to take care of business. And again, second time they've scored 80-plus points against Cadott this season. Cadott certainly no slouch when it comes to scoring themselves, but the Macs able to tighten the screws defensively on a team that averages nearly 70 points per game and held them to 51.
Yes, I mean, they got some really good shooters out there, and they played tough. I mean, they were crashing the boards, yeah, too, but the McDonald boys, I mean, you get Mason Bussey in that paint, he's a tough guy to get out of there. You know, he's just a good guy to have in the middle there, and you got David Anderson that can jump out of the gym. So you put those two down there, and then you got, you know, Carson and Jordan too, that are, you know, got some height to them. So, they did a nice job, and that's kind of what they wanted to do. So, and again, I remember that Ladysmith. I just keep bringing up the Ladysmith game where Coach Schilling was not real happy with the way some of them kids played up there. And, you know, so he's going to expect a lot more out of them come Friday night. And again, this was a great game to get them ready for Friday night.
We'll see if we can, double check the bracket, and again, presuming going up to Ladysmith, but before the end of the broadcast here, we'll see if that is updated on the WIAA website so we can give that to you. Again, taking a look at the leading scores here, seven players scored for Cadott. I've been saying 12 scored for McDonald. I was missing the basket from Desi and Matthews because I got so excited I didn't write it down. So 13 players scored for the Macs here tonight, and for Cadott, they were led by Parker Davis, the senior, ends his fine career at Cadott with 13-10 for Jackson Barone. Another senior, the only two in double figures, but 9 for Aiden Rickle, 8 for Cameron Allard, and 8 for Blaine Mangle. Again, Allard and Mangle, another pair of seniors for Coach Sean Schozel, and again, just very balanced scoring tonight for Cadott. Asher Sikora had one, 2 for Braden Schneider, and as we mentioned, a salute to him, just a phenomenal basketball player for this Cadott program, and has put in so much work. Again, led them in scoring and rebounding and assists this year, but McDonald doing a great job against Schneider, who did battle foul trouble throughout the game. So 13 different players scored for McDonald, and Jordan Sikora with 20 points. I believe, again, that is a season high for him, and just the most aggressive, I think, that we have seen him this season, with just a concerted effort to take the ball to the rack. And again, he had a little 6-0 run to start the second half, two end ones in a row. And it was that kind of, again, offensive aggression in a good way that we saw from Jordan, that, again, one of the seniors just saying, I know I can get to the rim. I can use that length, use that bounce, that athleticism, and I'm gonna take advantage of that.
Yes, and those seniors are playing like it's their last game, because it very well can be their last game. So, you know, that's what you would expect from a senior at this point in the season in the playoffs, where they know it's one and done. So, yeah, Jordan, just he brought it tonight.
24 Jordan Sikora, 12 for Eli Stepp. So just two McDonald players in double figures, but 13 scored. 7 for David Anderson, and then 6 for Mason Bussey, 6 for Carson Galvez, 6 for Nathan Hazel, 6 for Cooper Mittermeier. Then comes Cale Holm with 5 points, 4 for Gavin Smiski, the young freshman, 4 for Luke Anderson, the sophomore, and 3 for Grant Smiski, then 2 for Desian Matthews, 2 for Dawson Moulton, and I think that is everybody. Did I miss anyone?
Nope.
All right, so 13 different players scored for McDonald, and again, what we're presuming is their final game on this home floor. Now, we have a ton of highlights for you. One more break, 2 minutes, we'll be back here to finish up the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make, any model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll step out, we'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll give you all those highlights, and we'll take a look again at the bracket and double check to see where we are headed the next few nights here for the WOGO sports calendar. We know we're going up to Barron on Thursday for that sectional semifinal between our Lady Macs and the Cameron Comets. We'll find out more about where the boys are coming 2 minutes, and we're back here on the Post Glass postgame show. McDonald wins at 83-51. Don't go away.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back to the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. We've got Eli Stepp on our corner cam right now. I don't know if he knows that he's standing right in front of the camera, but hey, Eli. In a little moment in the sun, Eli Stepp has just been playing phenomenally well, as he has scored 12 points tonight, but had 17. I think that was a season high 17 the other night as well, too. So just doing a phenomenal job as McDonald, getting contributions from all over the place, which you will hear in our Post Glass postgame show here as we play back the highlights. Here's how it sounded from the first and second half on WOGO Sports. On Mason Bussey off the miss from Cooper Mittermeier. He repositions off the kick out, going for three again. Back room, no. Another offensive rebound for Mason Bussey. Pumps, goes up, strong against. Mason Bussey, a beast on the boards, pulls McDonald within one. Allard pulls up. Tough shot. Someone got a piece of that, and Eli Stepp with the rebound. Right side for Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper, extra pass to Jordan Secor. Driving baseline. Goes right first and scores! Jordan Sakura, another aggressive take, and the senior has four, and McDonald within a point. Eli Stepp up top. He's had a hot hand offensively the last couple of games.
Yep, he can shoot the threes.
High post feed, David Anderson, kick out, Cooper Mittermeier for three, splash it in! The first triple of the night, and McDonald retakes the lead. Yep. Sakura. Up top, David Anderson. Anderson left side, Cooper Mittermeier fakes the three, fires it down to Hazel. Hazel, good position in the post, double teamed. Can't get the shot to fall. Eli Stepp takes the offensive rebound off the Kerem. Drops it down, Jordan Secor. Aggressive take and scores. He powered that one up for two. Off the glass. Rebound to Gadot. They get it out to Braden Schneider. He throws away. Cooper Mittermeier with the pick. Mittermeier crossing over on his man. Takes it down to the right block. Back up top, Nathan Hazel. Hazel for three, splash it! Left wing palm for Nathan Hazel. Time of this game, if I'm not mistaken. I'll double check that. Grant Smisky, right block extended. Smisky drives along the baseline. Wheels finds David Anderson. Oh. Anderson counted! And a foul going up strong from the right block.
Tough move there by David.
On for a three off the front of the rim. No. Jordan Secor goes high for the rebound. Smisky down the lane. Runner, no. Offensive rebound. Smisky again. Back out Cale Holm. Holm down the lane. Kick out David Anderson. Anderson pumps. Gets his man in the air. And
all around good hustle by everybody.
Everybody. Out of the arms of Jordan Secor. Secor across the timeline. Flips right side. Eli Stepp lines up a three. That one comes up short. Offensive rebound. Carson Galvez pumps. Goes. Scores. Count it.
High off the glass.
Offensive rebounding has been the difference in this game. McDonald leads 26-15. Secor turns to face the basket. Pulls up, kick out, Grant Smisky. Wide open look at a three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound, Jordan Secor. Jordan pumps, gets Schneider up in the air and scores. Oh my goodness. Jordan Secor came ready to play tonight. 29 steal by the Mavs. Carson Galvez. Galvez looking, finds Grant Smisky. He'll say, why not? Takes the three, makes the three from straight on. McDonald with the triple. 32-15. Two hands, Jordan Secor, emphatic, and the senior's in. We're not going to throw. Shot to Anthony. 6 minutes to go, first half. Kadad to answer for three. Online, back rim, no. Mason Bussey takes the rebound away from Barone. To Jordan Secor, look out, down the lane!
There we go.
Slams it home with two hands! Jordan Secor, emphatic, and the senior's in. We're not going home tonight.
That was a great play. Everybody in the whole gym knew that was going to happen. Made it come true.
Tate's right side, driving in, Carson Galvez. Back out to Grant Smisky, left wing. Smisky finds Carson. Carson for three, right wing, splash it! Another triple for McDonald. 15-point game now. Rickle hits a pair of free throws. He has 4 points. And it's been a run, a response here for Kadot after McDonald is trying to blow this one open. Cale Holm up top, drives hard down the lane, counted, and a foul! There's the response from the Mavs.
Cale's first basket of the night.
Pass knocked away in the arms of Cale Holm, Jordan Secor to Eli Stepp. Stepp down the right to the lane. Pays and hits. Oh my goodness, another and one. Eli Stepp got hammered. The hoop and harm for the McDonald Jr. Drives down the right to the lane. Takes it hard to the hoop. No, Bussey, another rebound to Eli Stepp. Stepp on the run. Attacking, going down the lane. Hanks. Oh my goodness, it rolls in. How did he flip that up and in?
Yep, that was a...
Eli Stepp, a walking, running highlight reel tonight. Fuels.com. Second free throw good for Aiden Rickle to make it 47-25. 11 seconds to play. Grant Smisky has it up top. Right side feed, Eli Stepp. Stepp with 7 seconds. Gets by his man. Hangs in the air. Hits again! Counted! And a foul! The end one's flowing freely tonight. Peace and security, so
yes.
We cannot thank you all enough for all you do. As McDonald starts in the second half with Jordan Secor, a tough take, and picking up where they left off in the first half. That's another and one. Push ahead, Jordan Sikora. Jordan driving in hard. Hangs
and
hits!
Goodness.
Oh, my goodness! Another and one for the McDonald Macs. The senior, Jordan Sikora, having his season high tonight, and he picked the right time to do it. 50 Director G. Stewart at WWIB.com or call 715-723-1037. Jordan Sikora pulls up mid-range. He's got the mini tonight, too, in his bag. Jordan Sikora has 20 for McDonald. And an almost throwaway is Jackson Barone. Has it retrieved by Aller. Back to Barone. Pass knocked away from Parker Davis. He'll take a fall away three. That one caroms off the glass. Outlet pass. Cooper Mittermeier finds Jordan Sikora. Touch pass. Down low. Up and in for two. Running the floor. Cale Holm with an athletic spin to get that one up and in.
Great ball movement.
Out, no good. Offensive rebound, Nathan Hazel. Back out to Cale Holm. He'll try it again for three. Grazes off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound Cooper back to McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier for three. And there it is. Third time's the charm on the triple for McDonald. 67-34. Cooper Mittermeier gives McDonald a wider advantage. Quarter final. McDonald's going to make sure everybody gets on the floor here in this final home game.
Gavin.
Drop down along the baseline and a score for the freshman Gavin Smisky. 79-49. Right side, drives by a couple defenders. Kick out Moulton. Moulton open looking at three. Left corner, rims in and out. Offensive rebound, put back no from Smisky. Moulton's put back no. He goes up, gets another offensive rebound. Moulton in the left corner, drives in hard,
there
and a shot ball. 81 on the board, and everybody on this McDonald lineup, and we mean everybody, has been crashing the board tonight. Dawson Moulton, his first basket. Crawford high on the right, swings right side for Moulton. Just had that basket. Moulton driving baseline. He's doubled. Flip up. Bergette. Bergette to the right block. Hangs in the air. Too strong off the glass. Offensive rebound. Smisky puts it up and scores again. The big man doing big things in the paint.
In the right place at the right time.
We told you there were a lot of highlights. When you score 83 points, there's bound to be. That'll do it for the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls as McDonald wins this one by 32 points in the regional quarterfinal. And still looking in vain here, Mark Maloney, for a score from the Boyceville Ladysmith game. But again, presuming chalk holds, headed back to Ladysmith on Friday night. We'll have that game here on WOGO Wogo Radio and WOGO Sports Live video stream technology permitting. Looking forward to that one. 6:35 start, and before that on Thursday, what a game.
Yes.
Up in Barron, neutral site, as we see Claire Ruff down there. Hey, Claire. And that will be, again, the Lady Macs, the 2 seed against the 1 seed, the Cameron Comets. This will be very likely one of the best teams they've played all season. I don't know for sure if we can say the best because they've really tested themselves.
Yes.
All throughout, but they are going to need a whale of a game. But again, Coach Sally Williams has the Lady Macs playing at an extremely high level, and I think, again, right now they present a challenge for anyone. And so, again, neutral site, a lot closer to Cameron than it is here, so we're hoping everybody watching and listening tonight is going to make plans to make sure that you are up there. Weather should be cleared up.
Yep.
By then, so come join us in Barron for that sectional semifinal, and then join us probably in Ladysmith on Friday night.
Yes, it's going to be a great weekend here coming up, and yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I don't know, you know, that Ladysmith Boyceville game, I know Colfax, they started their game at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, the Ladysmith one looks like it started at 6 o'clock as well.
Yeah.
Too, but no score yet. Colfax, by the way, did defeat Shell Lake 68-48.
Yeah, so there was a lot of them that got moved up due to the weather. I don't know what the weather's doing outside. I have no idea.
Yeah. We're just hoping,
like
we can get back.
Anybody's real concerned. And again, these kids are all, you know, they're kind of at ease. They got an extra day to do homework because they've already called off school tomorrow.
Enjoy the snow day. Maybe watch the replay of this one.
Yeah. So, again, yeah, it's going to be very exciting Thursday night. It's going to be exciting Friday night. And then, you know, hopefully the girls will and the boys will keep on going. And we'll see what happens on Saturday. You and I could be very busy on Saturday.
Indeed. And I hope we are. I hope we are. Well, again, if this is indeed the final home game, we can't thank our hosts here enough at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Love being here. Again, have always felt so welcome from the broadcast table we have here to, again, Bryce, our athletic director, and Eric Wiedemeyer, the principal, all the work that they do, and even keeping our equipment safe here when we
yes.
leave it to be able to minimize some setup time. Val Knobloch, coming out of retirement to help us get our internet issues from the other night worked out. So we appreciate them all very much. We love being part of the McDonald family, and great to be able to end with a win here on this home floor. Our video producer on site, camera operator, Mr. Gavin Bovee, back in the WOGO studios in Halley. We've got a twin bill of audio producers, Elliot Spies training in. Great to have Elliot there, along with Zach Wycheck, the grizzled veteran. And for Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying goodnight from Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score in the WIA Division 4 Regional Quarterfinal, your McDonald Max 83, the Cadott Hornets 51. This has been McDonald Max Boys Playoff Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovee of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.